Whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast. And here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 285. Today is Saturday, January 29, 2022. It's the end of January, guys. It's crazy already. I'm your host, Lita. Hi. We are just doing a solo show this week, so... Hi chat room, thank you for joining me. I know Fair's here, I know Zaya's here, I think I saw Nisi somewhere there, Tiber's there, hi, I'm not sure who else is there, but hi guys, welcome, thank you for joining me. There's not a huge amount of news, there's not a lot to go on, so we're probably gonna have a shorter-ish show. Famous last words, I know, but yeah, so we will see. You're hiding under your rock, of course you are. I don't blame you. That sounds like a good plan, but anyway. Alright, well, first off, let's get into it. I have to say that I had tried to play this week. There is something about sitting in this chair that I do seem to nod off quite often, even when I'm on my main. I did not while I was on the passes. I was very good. However, last night I did take Passy Leader, my Night Elf Rogue, for a bit of a spin. I took her over to Ardenwill to do that, you know, starter quest, and did some herbing and mining around about, what is it, Dream... Oh, I've gone completely mentally blank. Dream Forest, just... that one right in the middle. Fair knows exactly what I'm talking about. I can't think. Hi Grand Negus, hi. So I just did a little bit of that and took her back over to Bastion, which is where I had started her, and we dinged 58. So yeah, we're taking it slow. Taking it slow. Yeah, what's the tree in Ardenwield? I can see it. I went all around it. Heart of the forest. Thank you. It just didn't pop into my brain. I didn't do much on my Tauren Druid. I did do some cooking dailies, which is good. I'm happy. She's slowly, I just trying to concentrate on getting the Night Elf Rogue. So we're at 58. We've got two more. I'm trying to do the dailies in Stormwind, some herbing, some mining, and I've not found any of like the profession dailies. So cooking's over there today. Okay, because I've looked in Bastion and Ardenwield and I didn't see any, and I was like, well, I'm not gonna push it, we're not going to Maldraxxus. I might take them to Revendreth. I'll see, even if it's just to do maybe the quick quest, you know, go there, hand that in and get out. I don't know, we will see how it goes. Ardenwild is a little scarier for me. Bastion is very open, so I kind of feel better with Bastion because it is very open. You can see when there's, you know, NPCs in the sky and things like that, whereas Ardenweald is a little bit tighter. There's a lot of blue, it's very dark, and I feel like I gotta tread a little bit more careful. So we will see. I'm pretty sure the cooking is over 25. I went and bought some stuff off the auction house, so I'm pretty sure it is, but I will check. So yeah, it's funny, you see so much better in Ardenweald there. I know Bastion, it is very bright. It's different. So I kind of feel like I should check out Revendreth though. Maybe I might do that on the Tauren. I don't know. Anyway, we will see. Different zones for different folks. Absolutely, Nisi. But yeah, so I did get a little bit done. And again, I'm trying to do the whole herbing mining, probably similar to back in Pandaria, where we would go over to my watch says hi. Ding ding. Which is, you know, the same thing where you go to like Heartlands and just go round and round. Obviously it's a little bit different with Shadowlands, well, a lot different. I'm trying to stick with the paths and just, you know, just kind of go off a little bit, not go crazy and just be like flying everywhere. I'm just kind of sticking with the path, and if I see a herb or a node, you know, mining node just a bit off, checking to make sure it's clear, I'm going from there. So, you know, it's still treading warily. I feel like Maldraxxus is a definite no. Like, whatever happens, it's a definite no. Not even gonna bother trying to hand in the quest, because I fear it's could be just like a suicide mission. You know what I mean? It, where you land and what you've got to go and hand in, and if there's stuff going on in the sky, it feels like it would be a really bad thing. Revendreth, to me, probably because I know that zone very, very well, I feel like I would be better to get that little bit of XP. But again, look, I might test it on the druid, because if I lost the druid at 54, as much as I will probably be in the fetal position at least for a day, if I lose the big girl, you might not see me for a while. I don't know, but we will see. So at least I got a little bit. I have to say that it is really lovely to hop back to Stormwind, do the cooking and fishing dailies there, the same as with in Thunderbluff for the druid. That, but obviously the Thunderbluff, the only thing I have an issue with is because it's high. We all know I don't do well with heights because I do like to fall off things, but normally Thunderbluff isn't too bad, so it's okay. But Stormwind, there's nothing quite like picking up the fishing quest where they're on the dock, and then you take off, and as you take off you hear the NPC scanner scan go off, or Silver Dragon, and it's like bump bump, and you're like, Sewer Beast is up. It's like, Chris, Sewer Beast was to find you. But yeah, I did see it a couple of times in the last week or so, which has been unusual. Actually, I don't know if you guys find it, like, I hadn't seen it forever. And I kept waiting, thinking, okay, someone's going to log in and I'm going to be like, Sewer Beast is up. Be very, very careful. But nobody logged in. And I was like, okay. It's just like, So it's funny. I've seen it, I wouldn't say regularly, but I'd say at least twice this week, probably three times last week. And I'm just like, okay, he's really hunting Chris down. So, so yeah, that's that. On a passy, practice the path on a scout. Yep. Yeah, I think that's a good thing. On Leta, I kind of use my main as a lot of scouting for like areas and stuff. And I've been over to like all the zones. I've done all the zones, but there's probably not spent quite as much time in Ardenweald and Maldraxxus. They're probably the two zones I haven't spent a lot in. So yeah, it's just been it's interesting. Druid is good because at least I've got the hotkey for, you know, hitting into bird form, whereas obviously the rogue doesn't, but I'm using the what's the mount, I've gone blank, the one that you can herb in that you don't have to get out, you know, the big blue mechanical thing that sounds like a flying, you know, Terminator or something like that. Sky Golem, thank you. Brain is struggling with things today. So yeah, it's, again, you know, it's interesting to see the different sides, the different zones. At the moment, though, I must admit, a difference between playing a Horde Passy and the Alliance Passy in Shadowlands, I don't really see anything. Like, I don't know, fair, this might be something we can talk about. But to me, there's not been any difference on that. Obviously, difference for when you get back to your, you know, to your faction zones and that kind of thing. But in Shadowlands themselves, no, nothing's been different. So I that's kind of good, because I kind of feel like at least I'm paving a way on the rogue for the druid, or vice versa when I'm doing things. So we will see. Yeah, difference. Thunderbluff and Stormwind, obviously. So that's been my week. So it was good. So we did some herbing, we did some mining, and passive leader is 58. So slow and steady, that's what we're doing. Anyway, all right, let's get on to the news, because we've got a couple of little things to chat about. So let's play this one.
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
Alright, so first things up, Lunar Festival. Now, I did get on Wowhead. Let me get the link for you guys. Is here. So, Lunar Festival says on Wowhead, they haven't updated, but when I had a look, they said, okay, for 2022, it's going to start on the 30th of January and go until the 13th of February. So literally, it's starting. I couldn't see any difference in, there was nothing new added yet, but obviously it's not gone live. So whether Wowhead have got adjustments to it, Nisi will be doing a write-up. They haven't actually updated it yet. Well, the one that I had a look had the 2022 dates on, so I thought that was interesting. Yeah, so you know, again, look, be careful. We will have a write-up up of there. If there's no difference, it's pretty much, you know, just tread carefully. of course, Bloodthirsties is no-go because quests, things like that. You know, just be careful. Lunar Festival's a very good one. You can get XP on various tunes. So, not necessarily free XP, if you know what I mean, but it kind of is. So, if that's something that you want to take your tunes around for, you know, like, why not go and collect your coins, which is always fun. I've probably still got coins sitting in there from last year, and there's a lot of flying around. Absolutely. So again, be careful of, you know, hopping on a flight path and walking away, things like that. So yeah, but Nisi will post when the update is, the article's up. So if you're interested in doing that, go for it. All right. The other thing what I want to make mention of is, I'm still having issues trying to get the audio sorted for the podcasty side. Now, I've been talking to support people, I've been talking to our wardens, the tech guys. I'm not a tech person, so when support comes back to me saying, oh, go try that, a lot of times I have no freaking idea what the hell they're talking about. And to break that down and to get responses back from the wardens can be slow, and work's been kicking my butt. You know, it's just a whole heap of things. So please know, I am working on it. We are working on it. And I don't understand. There was no issues. Then all of a sudden there's an issue. And I don't get why that is. But I cannot get the file uploaded. So until I get that fixed, your only chance to listen is on the video at the moment. So again, apologies, but I am not a Kodi tech person. So everything that I'm trying to do, I try and research, read, and a lot of it's gobbledygook. It just, to me, doesn't make sense. So I'm trying to make sense out of something I don't understand. So I hope you guys can understand that it takes a bit of time to get things sorted. So I'm working on it. That's all I have to say. So I'll let you know once it's fixed. I've got a couple of the things that the support guys want me to try, but again, it's stuff that's I don't know about. So I'm trying to get someone to help me to understand it. So if you know anyone else that can help, let me know. Point them in my direction, because I don't know the Kodi back end of how this all worked. It worked. Everything worked perfectly fine for how long, and all of a sudden it doesn't work. So yeah. So again, my apologies. We'll let you know once it's sorted, and it's just giving me a headache, honestly. So we will see how things go, but you know, it is what it is. I'm doing the best I can. So all right, now a couple of things I did want to mention is that I thought was interesting to share with you guys. Again, Blizzard had announced an unannounced survival game. I thought that was interesting. I was like, oh wow, okay, they're going into something else. So I've got the link there if you want to have a read of the article if you've not seen it. But yeah, it's supposed to be, they've got a team working on it. I'm like, okay, cool, interesting. So yeah, But other than that, I did also want to mention that Spreadshirt has got a promo from the 2nd to the 4th of February. We're nearly at February, seriously. This January went so fast. But if you're after free standard shipping, pop on over to there and you can check that out. All right. Now, I think that's all the news that I've got that I could find. So, as I said, it's going to be a short show. Let's go into chit-chat. Let's do this one.
This just in. It's chit-chat.
Thank you, Rogue Slayer. All right. Now, I got a couple of jokes for you all. So the first one. All right. What's a rogue's favorite drink? Subtle tea. Subtle deep. I thought Stir might appreciate that, actually, but I don't know if he's here. Anyway, I thought that was very cute. Now, the other one was... you have... nice, fair. Excellent. You appreciate that one too. Cool. The other one is, how did the paladin start losing weight? He was eating light. Anyway, yep, that was some of the better ones that I found for WoW jokes. Excuse me. Okay, time has got my stolen joke of the week. I really wanted to watch the International Origami Championships tonight. Sadly, it's only on pay-per-view. I think I need one of those wah wah wah. I think I need to find a wah 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 one. I don't think I've heard that one before, Tiber. Thank you. It's kind of cute. It's kind of cute. Alright, well, any questions from the chat room? Because pretty much, Lee, I don't think I've got anything else to add for you. I mean, you know, we could sit here and we could chat for the next hour. That would not be a problem. But I do have things and stuff to do, so, and I could be, you know, I could be picking flowers. Hopefully Rogue Slayer has electric power back. They're having a big blizzard today. Oh, wow. I kind of keep forgetting you guys have got that thing called winter over there at the moment. Because summer here has been very... intriguing. I was going to say interesting, because that seems to be my word of the year so far, but it's been, yeah, I keep forgetting. It's very cold and snowy and stuff over there for you guys, so I hope she's okay. I'm sure she is. The place that her and Julie are at, I mean, it looks absolutely lovely, so have to check in with her and see how they're going. We have a almost hurricane winds here currently. Oh, Grand Nagus. What's going on? Is something? Have you got like a storm coming? There is nothing quite... I don't know. I've been through a few cyclones. Obviously, over in Australia, we call a hurricane is called a cyclone. Here, you are in a storm. Okay. I have been through a few cyclones in my time. One when I was very, very small, when I was a baby. There was one that went straight over. Actually, most of them, we were in Mackay, I would say. When I was at school, there was always, it felt like there was always a cyclone off the coast of Mackay. Always. It probably wasn't, but that's how it felt. So, yeah. It's, you know, they're not fun. They're not fun. They can certainly be very, very scary. Winds themselves. And if people don't, you know, tie things down, keep things tidy, like, you know, it's scary time. So, yeah. Her last tweet shows a burning fireplace and a cribbage board. Nice. And that was 7 hours ago. Okay. Cribbage, God, I haven't played that for years. Used to play with that with my grandma and granddad. Every time we'd visit, it was like granddad would be like, get the cribbage board out, here we go. Grandega says 125 plus kilometer an hour winds. You stay safe, please. Stay safe. Tyba says, wild that there are such severe storms on both sides of the Atlantic today. I have a visitor. I don't think he's going to come up.
Hi, Cozzy. Do you want to come and say hi to everyone?
No, he's just sitting down licking his paws. Like looking at me as if human, what do you want?
Hello. Hi. Yes. Hello. Do you want to come and purr for everyone? Or do a meow?
No. No, he's like, sure, no. None today. Alright. So, Tiber says, while that there are such severe storms on both sides of the Atlantic today. Yeah, it can be like that. Grandega said he wanted to go to the bakery this evening, but not going to happen with those conditions. Absolutely. Please, guys, just please stay safe. Like, I know I say it every week at the end of what I say, but seriously, stay safe, because, you know, weather is something we can't control, and we want to see you again, most definitely. Anyway, alright, well, look, that's it, guys. I've got nothing else to share with you. Everything else is, as I said, short show. This is what it is. So we are going to, where's my little heart shape? There it is. We're going to thank our Iron Elites. So first off, we've got Aleandris, Awesome Trousers, Buzz, Cell, Chupa, Dave De Hooker. Still can't believe he changed his name. Execute Fair, Gaston, Grand Negus, Chris W, Alaren Ramar, Lita, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rock Guru, Nisi, Rudd, Stir, Stone, Tiber, aka Tiber. Nah, I still can't do it. Wenima, Zaya, and Zeptimus. So thank you all for your support. It is greatly appreciated. Not only that, thank you for the support from everyone in the chat room, just for being here. I know it's a short show. It's, you know, some weeks are just like that. So it means you don't have to listen to me prattle on for too much longer. But from Stir and myself, we certainly want to say a big thank you to the wonderful mods that we have on our WoW Challenges team. So to Awesome Trousers, Buzz, Execute Fair, Chris, Nisi, and Zaya, thank you guys. Seriously. You rock, all of you. Heart you all. So thank you. To the Code Wardens, thank you. And whenever anyone gets to listen to the actual audio and it's all fixed, thank you guys for downloading, etc., and listening to the show. So appreciate that. Now, I will not be here next week. So it is my dad's birthday. So we are going to take the weekend off. Because I need to figure out what I'm making him. I don't know yet. I have thoughts, but I don't know. I'm thinking honeycomb. Somehow there's going to be honeycomb. But anyway, so my dad's birthday. So no show next week. Okay? None. So I will be back on Saturday, February the 12th. At 7 p.m. Eastern, and I will have the fabulous Affair joining me so I can catch up with her, pick her brains as per I like to do, passy wise. So we will catch up with Affair and see how she's going and how this year and the challenges are treating her. So don't forget that you can find all the information over at wowchallenges.com. There is information there for our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and the YouTube channels. You can download the episodes. New ones will be there eventually, but I have got them over on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. And don't forget, if you have any questions, if you've got any tips, any tricks, jokes, puns, please send them to me, podcast@wowchallenges.com. You can find me on Discord. I'm Lita, #1726. You can email my email, which is litawow@gmail.com. You can find me on Instagram, TikTok, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, all the things. So if you're after wanting to get in contact, the information will be up on the show notes, or, you know, just reach out, go for it. Other than that, a big thank you to Mr. Bright 01 for the fabulous intro, which we all love, especially Niecy's Flowers, which I can't do it, but we love that. So thank you, Mr. Bright 01, and I hope that his recovery is going well. Niecy, please again pass on to him, you know, we send all the well wishes and hope he's getting stronger and all of that. So please pass that on to him. And then I have to say a big thank you to my husband for helping me with the outro. As I said, we retired the outro that we had from Epic. And, you know, I didn't want to taint his memory because it's such a classic outro that he had done for Stone and I, what, 6.5, 7 years ago. So, you know, I couldn't butcher it. I couldn't do that. Not to him and not to the memory. So we came up with something, and Execute helped me with it. So I appreciate him very much. I think he's snoring. Don't tell him I said that. Anyway, it's all good. So we'll play that in a minute. Thank you, Lita. Oh, not a problem, Granatus. Greetings and happy birthday to Lita's dad. Absolutely. So thank you for that. All right, guys. As I have always say, thank you for joining me today. Thanks for hanging out. I do appreciate it. Please stay safe, both in and out of game, and we will catch you back here on the 12th. So remember, not here next week, my dad's birthday, but the following week. All right, guys, stay safe. Bye.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast. Produced by Leta, copyright 2022. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at Incomputech.com, as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.